Nearly every corner of Barrie's lakeshore, from Johnson's Beach all the way around to Manet's Point Park, was dotted with bright beach blankets and camping chairs Saturday afternoon as thousands of people came to check out the Barrie Airshow. The event, which started Friday night with a free concert at Meridian Place followed by a drone light show and runs until Sunday afternoon, kicked off with Canadian Armed Forces parachute team the Skyhawks, who jumped out of a 440 Twin Otter displaying bright red and white Canadian flag parachutes. One jumper even donned a large Royal Canadian Air Force, RCAF, 2024 centennial flag, as this weekend's event also helped celebrate the important milestone. The show included the Canadian Forces Snowbirds, 431 Air Demonstration Squadron, the Canadian Armed Forces Skyhawks Parachute Team, the CF-18 Demonstration Team, the Northern Stars Aero Team, solo aerobatic pilot Mike Trigvasan, Timmerman's Legends of Flight P-51 and Sea Fury, the Canadian Harvard Aircraft Association and the Edenvale Classic Aircraft Foundation, which featured a de Havilland DH.82 Tiger Moth and a Cornell, both of which served as training aircraft during the Second World War. Alcona resident Leanne Houdin brought her 9-year-old daughter to watch the show, setting up for the afternoon on the hill in front of General John Hayter South Shore Community Center. She tells Barrie Today they were most excited to see the F-18 fighter jets. "We decided to venture down to the air show because we haven't been down for a few years and it is a perfect day weather-wise to enjoy the show. We also enjoy open air and supporting local, and exploring homemade goodies at the booths," she said. Steven Greenberg and his wife set up their chairs on the lawn beside the community center to try to get a good view. They attended last year's air show and enjoyed it so much they decided to come back this year. "It's a fabulous event. It's a perfect day," said the Barrie resident. "I really enjoyed it last year. I think Barrie puts on fabulous events and I think it's wonderful for the downtown businesses, so I like to come out to support." Zofia Goldie, along with her grandson Ryder and granddaughter Addie, were looking forward to seeing the Snowbirds, who were scheduled to end the more than 2-hour-long air show above Kempenfelt Bay, for the first time. "We are excited. I remember the Snowbirds from when I was a kid down at Ontario Place when they used to do an air show there. I used to take my son down there all the time too. It was awesome. I didn't even know they had an air show here," she said, adding they were also excited to learn they were in the perfect spot to see the parachuters land after their demonstration. "I didn't know they were going to have parachuters, so that's awesome." The free weekend-long event is in partnership with the City of Barrie, the Canadian Forces Base Borden, the County of Simcoe, Lake Simcoe Regional Airport, and the downtown Barrie BIA. The air show will return to the sky over Kempenfelt Bay again on Sunday, beginning at 1 p.m.